Wait, no, it's a public transport!
Excuse me, sir. We're worried about you walking because you're not giving us any profit. Excuse me, BP's not making any money from your walking.
The Turkish Mediterranean port of Ceyhan via Georgia. But humanitarian organisations are concerned that the project, led by British Petroleum, could badly damage the region's fragile economy and spark off human rights abuses. They also question the ethics of investing.
There's some subversive anti-BP propaganda being blasted out, so I'm just going to talk about how great BP is until they've stopped talking. They're anti-growth, they're anti-jobs, they're anti-everything. And I represent the public relations offensive outside BP here today. And we're applauding people in their cars for supporting economic growth and BP's record profits. But I'm finding it rather hard to see because they've got a rather large dollar sign obscuring my vision.
Mika from Platform and also from the Back Your Chain campaign, and we're standing opposite BP's headquarters in London because tomorrow BP are launching the Baku-Tbilisi-Ceyhan pipeline, which goes from Azerbaijan through Georgia to Turkey, and it's already had various different impacts on the environment, on human rights. People have been intimidated, water systems have been polluted, homes have collapsed. Lots of people haven't been compensated. I'm saying today specifically because the first tanker will leave Ceyhan, the port, tomorrow on the May 27th with oil. The pipeline has been very delayed because of all the shoddy workmanship. They've had, they used wrong materials for coating, they didn't meet their own standards, they didn't have any of the paperwork. There were lots of whistleblowers came out and complained about the state of construction. BP are building it, but the project, in total, it comes to $4 billion. It's underwritten by various different multilateral banks, such as the European Bank for Reconstruction and Development, which is based here in London. Here in Britain, the oil that we rely on every day, that is going to be pumped out of the Caspian, through people's fields, tearing up their lives, paying local security services to further intimidate local Kurdish populations, Georgian populations, and possibly lead to major environmental disasters in the future.
Last week there was a minor leak in Georgia. They were trying to... They were just testing and they let a little bit of oil. Before it even got to Turkey, it already leaked in Georgia. My name is Fidanka Bacheva. I'm coming from an organization called Zazemiata, which means for the earth. And we are a member of Sea Bank Watch. So we are monitoring the investments of international financial institutions in Eastern Europe. And the BTC is going to be a big problem. People are really concerned about the way the pipeline is being constructed. Companies often don't consider the proposals of independent experts and environmental groups for better technological solutions. And sometimes they have these justifications, but sometimes it's just in our interpretation being stingy.
But they have all this public money to create the public good.
I don't know. It seems it's, I don't know if it's greed or just economizing.
Any supposedly minor leak would lead to enormous environmental disaster. And because they don't have oil response plans and various things that would, I mean, they've got some, but they really don't match up to standards that they even claim, let alone that they should meet. And that's even not taking into account the climate change impact. I mean, 1 million barrels a day, that's 185 million tons of CO2 every year, which is 30% of the UK's total CO2 emissions from this one pipeline. So BP talk about we're conscious about climate change, we're beyond petroleum, everything else, but at the same time they're accelerating climate chaos by bringing this pipeline on stream. And it goes through a major nature reserve called Bojormi in Georgia, which has been classified by various different groups as something that shouldn't be disturbed. So in total, it's 1,000 miles, 1,700 kilometers, and it brings the oil from the Caspian to the Med, where it can be exported to Western markets. Of course, none of the oil is going to go to local communities.
The promoters of these projects are arguing that it's going to bring also value to the local people because they're going to have these resources that are crossing. They will also be available to us, but huge infrastructure projects like a gas pipeline or oil pipeline is really, really expensive. Like, we're talking billions of dollars. And if the same amount of money would be put into energy efficiency, then we wouldn't have to be made dependent on a resource that is going to be finished in a couple of decades anyways. Recently, our colleagues in Azerbaijan and Georgia went to find out social impacts and impacts on women. The findings were quite upsetting. Such a big project requires bringing in a lot of workers, and these workers are usually predominantly male workers. And you can imagine a huge amount of male far away from their families. It is naturally causing rise of prostitution, which then leads to trafficking of people, trafficking of women, rise of sexually transmitted diseases, and rise of violence. And the impacts of such projects are brought up